One I love, David Gray there. Marion Weatherburn is a psychic. She's in the studio. Welcome, Marion.
Evening, Peter.
Now, you have a book, Caught Between Two Worlds, and it's a lot of testimonials, a lot of it's mainly stories about the readings that you've done and the results of those readings and what you've found. Some of it's a bit spooky.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
You've done over 4,300 readings.
I have.
Over how long?
I guess they all started out as conversations when I was young. Mm-hmm. You know, probably go back as far as I can remember, say 15, when I used to cheat on exams.
Yes.
Using my psychic ability.
You're a psychic and sometimes a medium.
Absolutely.
Can see future events. I can get into a person's mind and communicate with those passed over and wish to make contact. I cannot communicate with those passed over if they do not want to communicate. Why is that?
The contact really comes from them, not from me. It's not something that can be commanded. I can't just knock on a door and say, hi, I'd like to talk to Shirley or I'd like to talk to Eva.
Yes.
It just doesn't work that way.
It comes.
It just comes. It just
when
it
did
does.
You realise that you had this gift?
When I used to get a whole lot of maths exams right when I was at school, because I used to go, I just can't do maths.
Why don't you do the lottery tickets?
No, because it's not about money. I don't work at that level. I don't work at an information level. I work at a soul, spiritual level, which is way more important. It's what's important in this life.
You quoted someone saying the soul knows more than the mind.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we do. We feel things, don't we? Mm. You know, you go somewhere and you think, oh, this doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not. There's something funny here, and that sort of thing. Doesn't it?
That's it.
Is that the soul? Do you think?
That's the soul. That's our higher self. That's our intuition, mm-hmm. And that's our sixth sense. And a lot more people are being born these days. The what I've been taught, Peter, is it's almost 9 out of 10 children are being born these days with all six senses intact. Mm-hmm. Some of them are still being born to parents who only have 5 senses, mm-hmm. are using 5 senses. So it's just our sixth sense. It's not a mystery.
No, it's actually
not a mystery.
And it is. We have all felt that, haven't we?
We have, and we need to listen to.
You say your life is weird because sometimes people relate to your psychic ability as weird. You love being weird.
I do. I actually do.
You don't know any difference, you say.
I don't.
Tell us the story of June, who put us on to you.
Okay, thank you.
Put us onto you, yes.
All right, I'll keep it brief. Mm-hmm. Beautiful June Rose, evening June. I know mm-hmm. she's listening.
Good.
Beautiful June in Victor Harbour. Contacted me one day for a reading, and I came to see her, and she invited me to sit down at a lounge, and I sat on a lounge, and when I did so, June went to make a coffee, and a gentleman sat next to me, and for me, talking to spirit is the same as talking to you. Mm-hmm. It's no different. So a gentleman sat next to me in a military uniform, and June had gone to make coffee.
And you saw him.
I saw him. To me, it's like seeing you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just said, hi, thank you. Do you know June? He said, yes, I do. And I say, may I have your name? He said, my name's Charles Patching, but June knows me as Chaz.
Yep.
And June, a very small man, very, very, very quite small as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
I just needed to talk into
the microphone.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, June is like a daughter to me. Her dad was my best friend.
Yes.
I went to have a look to see how long June would be. When I looked back, he was gone, and she came out with a coffee at the same time. Mm. And I had a funny look on my face because he's gone. Mm. She said, "What's up?" And I said, "Well, Charles Patching was just here. Mm-hmm. He was your dad's best friend." And she went, "Oh, yes, yes, he's very important to me." And so we sat down and we talked about it. Cut a long story short, Sergeant Charles Patching was her dad, Sam Rose. They were best friends. They flew in the Western Australian Air Force together way back in 1943. Her dad had just flown 5 missions, Marine Coast Watch, and landed the plane, refueled. Lieutenant came out and said, "Oh, no, I need you to go back up and do another watch." Chaz said, "I'll go for him. He's just done 5. They tossed a coin. Chaz ended up taking the flight, that last flight, that sixth flight, and unfortunately the plane crashed that morning, 15th of March 1943, and it was flight A9173, crashed at Yetna, east of Geraldton. June was a bit of a skeptic up until that point. Yeah. And I'm a skeptic. I'm still my own biggest skeptic, Peter. Yeah, yeah. I really am. Every reading is a new reading.
Yep.
And this reading still chokes me up. June and I cried for about 20, 25 minutes. It was the most special, intense reading for that sort of connection to come through.
Yeah.
June said, "Marion, I've got one regret in life." And I said, "What's that, honey? You know, what's that beautiful?" And she said, "I don't know where he's buried. You know, I've never been able to honour him."
Mm.
She said, "Marion, do you know what day it is?" I said, "It's Thursday." And she said, "Oh, it's the 11th of the 11th. It's Remembrance Day, the day we remember days like with, you know, for our soldiers." She said, "It's also my dad's birthday." And she said, "Look at the clock. It's 11 o'clock. And there were just all these beautiful coincidences that I see as signs that I was in the right place at the right time, and so was she, for this information to come through to provide that closure for her as well, and a little bit more faith for me that what I did really does touch lives and really does make a difference." Together we got in touch with the War Museum in Canberra, who put me onto the museum in Geraldton, and I met a historian in Geraldton by the name of Robert Bandy, who I went to see. In Geraldton. June was never able to make it to Geraldton. So I went, and on the day that I went, I took photos all day, talked to June all day, and videos for June. It was all about June. It was a very, very private journey I was making on her behalf.
Sure.
Robert took me out to the crash site. After showing me a book about there used to be a training flying school in Geraldton. It's actually a really thick book, lots of crashes in, you know, back then. Not a lot of deaths, but a lot of crashes, and they're all recorded in this book. So in the book, Robert Bandy showed me all the photos of the of where the plane crashed and everything, then took me out the hour out to Yetna, east of Geraldton, together with my girlfriend Jen, who I'd travelled to Western Australia with. We went to a very remote station. It was a very hot, dry, dusty day. And we went to where Charlie Patching died. I felt like I was trespassing. But I also felt compelled to be there. It was the most beautiful feeling for June, and I pretty much prayed the whole time I was there for the souls that were lost. People ask me whether I ever felt anything while I was there. No, I didn't. I didn't, because they don't stay there. Why would they want to stay on a dry, hot, dusty hill open to the elements?
Where do they go?
Yeah, this is it. See, that's not a question I can even answer. No, I don't. I can't. The only difference I can say on that is the only difference between us and them is we've still got the body that carries the soul. I know that much to be true. So they can be here. We just can't see them. So then I went to after that. So as we walked around for about 3 hours, when I was reunited with Robert Bandy at the site, he said, "Marion, here, have these." And I opened my hands, and he put a whole lot of shrapnel in that he'd been collecting from that site. And I've brought those in this evening if you're interested to have a look. They are the remnants of Flight A9173. And to hold these pieces is just so surreal. Suddenly I'd gone from being a 15-year-old child who discovered she wasn't quite like everybody else. I actually felt very inferior to everyone else all my life because of this. I never spoke it out loud, what I used to feel. And then I explored my gift as an adult. And then to stand here, if you can imagine standing here on a hillside holding these pieces of a plane, I could no longer deny that I had a gift.
Is it isolating, the gift?
Is it isolating?
It was as a child.
Yeah, no, it still is.
Why?
It still is, because I recently, as recent as last night, described to somebody that most people are three-dimensional. I describe myself six.
Six-dimensional. Can you turn it on and off?
No.
It's there all the time.
Yeah, it's always there. And that's why my book is called Caught Between Two Worlds. And my book, I'm caught between the psychic world and I'm caught, or the spirit, the world of spirit, spirituality, and my human world. But just to finish the story about Geraldton night, we ended up going to the gravesite, the war cemetery at Geraldton.
Yes.
And anybody can go there. If you're ever going to Geraldton, please go visit the war cemetery at Geraldton and honour Charlie Patching, age 30, and his seven crew on behalf of Miss June Rose. And I brought the pieces home for June. And we had a little ceremony, and we get together on the 11th of the 11th.
Lovely.
Yeah, and it's really, really special. So
you talk about old souls in your book. What's an old soul?
All right, old souls. I've actually been taught a little bit different since then. An old soul is somebody who's been here for like many, 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 many times. I don't go into past lives. I still struggle with that, but I've had enough evidence of life after death in this life that I know that the life we're living now will become a past life. So therefore, you know, past lives do exist. Souls, I believe, there's many, many aspects to spirituality, and we all have lessons to learn on a very spiritual level, and we come back to learn them. We can't learn them all in one lifetime, you know.
Do you tell the future?
Sometimes, absolutely, I do. Yeah, I do.
When you see it.
When I see it.
What about bad news?
Bad news. If I get bad news for people, I because I've done over 4,300 readings, I'm also work as a New Age counsellor, I guess, on that level, and I'm able to, with my team upstairs, I'm able to deliver bad news with great compassion.
And who are your mediums?
My team.
Your team.
Yeah, okay. So I've got my mum's grandfather, my mum's dad, which is my Olpa, and my dad's dad, which is my Olpa, and my mum's brother, which is the Olp. Then I've got Mark. I know exactly who they are, and they're just like, they've been with me all my life. They give me the information.
And you're the conduit.
I am. I'm the voice. I'm the one that if you came to me for a reading and you've got questions that you give me, you can't hear them, but I can. So I'm just the voice. I call myself the psychic postie. So basically I give I give you the information that could either be a mail marked private and confidential, or a letter from grandma with a smells like roses with a $5 note in it for your birthday that she's missed, or just a bill.
Marion Weatherburn is my guest, and her book is Caught Between Two Worlds, Real Life Readings, Testimonies and Spiritual Lessons, Helping Souls on Their Spiritual Journey Through Life. How are you going to help me on my spiritual journey through life?
I did a reading for you out in the waiting room, which I will leave with you at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how. Yeah.
A written reading.
It's a written reading. Yeah, three pages.
You don't want to read it now.
No, I don't want to read it now. It's very private. Why? It's private.
Oh.
And that's what I do with people. Readings are private, I feel, and special.
What did you learn about yourself writing the book?
What did I learn about myself? What a fantastic question, Peter. What did I learn myself? That I am unique, I'm really, really blessed, and that I've got at least five more books in me. Because I've taken notes of every single reading I've ever done, and every reading is amazing. There is just not something, you can't make up the connections that I have. Are phenomenal. The children that I work with, a lot of my work is now with children and teen angels, what I call them, not teenagers, teen angels. So what did I learn about myself? I learned that I can no longer deny my gift. I have to use it. As humans, we have jobs to do, so the money comes out the ATM. This is my soul's job.
But when did you deny it?
Another great question. I, you know what, I'm still my own biggest skeptic. I still deny it. I still don't trust it. And I've just been through some really big lessons myself. And,
what are your lessons?
Just trusting the information that I get through that is actually psychic information. It's not my imagination. It's not my fear. It's not my insecurity. It is true information. That I need to trust for my own benefit, for my growth. It's not it's not about finances. It's about our spiritual growth, you know. And it's taken away the confidence is take the confidence and the little bit of proof that I get every time I do a reading or have an encounter just reaffirms for me that I really need, yeah, I need to do this and have confidence in myself.
Where were you raised?
I was raised at Seton.
Yes.
And Clayton Bay.
Ah, heavens. Mm. You worked for Ansett.
I did work for Ansett.
And
in Perth, yeah.
In Perth?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you lived in Perth?
I did for 20 years up until 2 years ago.
And do you have family?
I do. My dad just passed away. Oh. His funeral's on Thursday.
And
I still have my mum and my brother and my children.
How many children?
Two. Yeah.
Well, you know, as I say, there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy, Horatio. Who knows? we must keep an open mind. I'm fascinated to meet you. I thank June Rose for putting us on to you. And I thank you for your book, Caught Between Two Worlds, which is full of the testimonials. It's full of the stories of people that you have helped or have counselled or read, I suppose is the term. So where next for you? What do you do?
Okay, my book, I've been voted in the top 100 internet psychics in the world. My book has, I've just signed a contract with Woods Lane and Brumby Sun State to go Australia, Asia, Pacific, New Zealand. So I'm extremely excited about that. Currently in negotiations with Hay House, Louise Hay, America and UK for my first book. And now I'm writing my another three books. So, and continuing to read. And I guess my main focus, Peter, is about getting the message out there and helping the children that are coming through that have got their sixth sense. They're all being born with their six senses intact.
Do we lose it?
No,
along the way.
We can deny it.
Yes.
And we can ignore it. And we can choose not to use it.
Yes.
But why would we? Why would we?
Marion Weatherburn, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks,
I've enjoyed
Peter.
Meeting you.
Yeah,
thank you very
my
much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And I shall look forward to reading my reading. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Good. Extraordinary. Now, coming up, we'll meet a brilliant cutter.